job, Joe, and to show up at a lot of these events, and the folks really appreciate it, so thank you.
Number one, news, weather, and farm information. It's Kaz Summit Radio in central Minnesota.
6:45, good morning, 45 degrees here in mid-Minnesota, here on Chasm Radio in central Minnesota. And all this week, we will continue to pay tribute to Cliff Mitchell, who passed away last week on Thursday. Cy did a wonderful job yesterday, and I thought a good way to share some stories and memories is to talk to fellow farm broadcasters who knew him best over the years. And we did that on Friday, had some real interesting stories, some nice memories flashing back to years ago. And this morning we head to New York, and Tom Cassidy joining us, National Association of Farm Broadcasting President-elect with Ag Radio Network in New York. And Tom, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Sure, it's an honor to talk about my old friend.
And it's interesting to hear some of these stories, Tom. I mean, he really had an impact for a lot of folks, didn't he?
He certainly did. You know, it's funny. We do our marketing very differently. In the Northeast, we do have dairy in common, but I work for a network. So one of the things I learned best from him was to take things a little bit easier. I was always trying to force things into 3 minutes, and he could take the time to visit and really let people understand, the personal connection, and I think that's what he, made the great connection with his listeners, and that's what he taught me most about being a farm broadcaster.
Tom, do you remember, one of the first times you met him or your first experiences at all?
Sure. Well, my first experience was I'd worked for the network for not quite a month, so I was very green. And I went to the National NAFB Convention in November and was invited with my father-in-law, who was a peer of Cliff's, right to his morning show, which was hosted by his sweet wife, Ellie. And we'd go to his room and have mini donuts and coffee. And, boy, there was already a small party going on. And I just assumed I was going to see how things were, how things worked, but nope. We were. I was put on the air immediately, and he did such a nice. I was nervous, not being used to live radio, and so. But he did such a nice job of just asking. I understand you're a dairy farmer, and so then I talked a little bit about that. Next thing you know, I was very comfortable and spent 5 minutes on the radio, and then heard him break for a live commercial, which he just read off the top of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a great experience and really made me feel very comfortable in my new role as a farm broadcaster.
And like you mentioned, that experience, I think everybody we've spoken to so far has shared an experience that happened in a hotel room really early in the morning. So
that's right. But of course, I got to spend probably more time with him at World Dairy Expo. There, 3, 4, 5 days at a time, we would go and, just like you and I do when we're there every October, had carols next to each other and did our broadcast and then got opportunity to visit, So I got to hear a little bit about his auctioneering and about his kids and about their travel, and, it was just a really nice experience.
You mentioned Tom Cassidy joining us from the Ag Radio Network in New York this morning as we pay tribute to Cliff all this week once again, and you mentioned some of those stories, and just another example, you really get to know folks in the farm broadcasting world. It really is a small, close-knit family in a way as well.
Oh, no question. Well, there's really, about 150 professional farm broadcasters in the country, so it's a pretty small and I'd like to say elite club. So, it definitely it is a small group, but agriculture is amazingly small and close connected. You can go to meetings just about anywhere, and next thing you know, you talk to somebody, and they know somebody that you know, and it really is a close world.
Tom, did you get a hint of his, humor? I know his sense of humor and sometimes dry humor, and And sometimes he'd catch you off guard with a certain question or wouldn't be afraid to ask that to you. But he really had that aspect as well to his broadcasting.
Well, yeah. So that first time that I was interviewed, I was actually dating the boss's daughter, and nobody knew it. So, he says, "So, do you have any?" I don't know if he said something like a significant other or somebody special in your life, and so I a little bit of that, and my guess is I'm not sure if he noticed it or if Miss Ellie did, but one of them probably noticed that there was some sort of connection going on between me and the manager of the network at that time.
So the cat was officially out of the bag, huh?
That's right.
Well, Tom, I really appreciate your time this morning as we take time to share stories and memories of Cliff Mitchell this week here on Chasm Radio. Thanks again, Tom. Really appreciate it, and have yourself a good week, okay?
Certainly. Thanks for having me.
All right, Tom Cassidy joining us this morning. He is the National Association of Farm Broadcasting President-elect and also with the Ag Radio Network in New York, and sharing stories and memories all week long this week here on Chasm Radio. Currently 45 degrees, 6:51 this morning. Time now for a look at your local and state.